Dennis Garcia, author of Marine Public Servant Kansan, The Life of Ernest Garcia, and I'm a Boomer, born in 1951 in Garden City, Kansas. 10 years earlier, on December 7, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Days later, the U.S. entered World War II and required males ages 18 through 65 to register for military service. My father, Dionisio, and his five brothers registered as ordered. Like most families on the High Plains, the brothers believed military service was a duty owed to the country. But Mexican men also saw an opportunity with their call to duty. Military service, especially combat, could support their demands for treatment as first-class citizens in the United States. My uncle Felipe, an older brother, became an Army corpsman and was sent to Pearl Harbor 4 months after the attack, but he contracted strep throat. His illness was misdiagnosed and he was treated for a common cold. As a result, he suffered the worst complication of strep throat, heart damage. Felipe was medically discharged in 1943 and returned to Garden City, where he fought his illness until his death in 1957 at age 39. Uncle Miguel served in the Army and saw combat in the South Pacific. My mother, Irene, was born in Dodge City, about 50 miles from Garden City. Her brother, my uncle Salvador Rodriguez, also served during World War II. He was sent to the Ardennes Forest in eastern Belgium in November of 1944, a month prior to the Battle of the Bulge, which sealed Germany's defeat in Western Europe. My grandmother, Rafaela, kept a small altar with votive candles where she prayed for the safe return of Salvador and the other boys from the Mexican village. Dodge City's segregated village was located adjacent to the Santa Fe Railroad tracks on the city's southeast side. Nearly a dozen of the village boys served in Europe, including three brothers of the Esquivel family, Roberto, Rodolfo, and Miguel. Both Roberto and Rodolfo were killed in Europe in 1944, Roberto in July and Rodolfo in December. Only Miguel returned. The Esquivel family became one of the thousands of American families who made the ultimate sacrifice. In May 1945, the war in Europe ended, but Rafaela still received no word from Salvador. Weeks later, her 10-year-old son Gonzalo returned from an errand to a neighborhood grocer. Gonzalo told Rafaela that he had good news. The grocer said his son, also serving in Europe, sent word that he was on a ship with another guy from Dodge City and they were coming home. The grocer also told Gonzalo that the other guy was named Salvador Rodriguez. Rafaela burst into tears and immediately knelt at her prayer altar, giving thanks to God. Salvador was coming home. On their return to the States, Mexican veterans began to organize to end discriminatory practices at home. While violent race-motivated crimes against people of Mexican ancestry in Garden City and Dodge City were few, the slights were frequently open. My mother, in line to buy war-rationed bedsheets, was told to take her place at the end of the line. My father, in Army uniform sitting next to his light-skinned brother, was refused service at a diner. Movie theaters imposed balcony seating, and access to the public pool was denied. Mexican communities began to confront city and business leadership and demand that these racist practices end. A generation later, my cousin Ernie took advantage of the opportunities the war veterans fought for. He served as a Marine officer in both the Gulf and Iraq wars, and later served as the first Hispanic Senate Sergeant at Arms. I'm Dennis Garcia, author of Marine Public Servant Kansan, The Life of Ernest Garcia. My thanks to High Plains Public Radio.